Democratic Congressman Cedric Richmond, who represents Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District, will be in town this week to co-host a congressional conversation on race, a project of Search for Common Ground and the Faith and Politics Institute. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You are co-hosting a congressional conversation on race in New Orleans on Thursday. Tell me, what has sparked this dialogue in our community?
Tensions have been not the best ever since Katrina, and I think now they're just starting to come to a head, and the best thing to do is to have a conversation and talk about it, because I think all communities have to realize that we're in this together, and if the city's going to grow and continue to be a great place to live, then you can't have friction between the races.
What type of friction are you seeing in our community?
The easiest one to see is the distrust of the police department. I think that at least what I'm hearing most African-American circles is that they don't think some of the leadership in the city is in tune to what the minority community needs and desires and how to make it a good place. I think the charter school movement has worried some communities, and the fact that every community group that's come together to try to get a charter has been denied is also not helping. So it's a movement that wants to include community groups, but it pushes out the community at the same time. So those are just two good examples of what I hear on a daily basis. So it's something that really helps and heals communities. And in this community, I think it's something that we really need to talk about.
How much has this been precipitated by the events in Florida with the Trayvon Martin case and the two police shootings that have happened here in New Orleans recently?
This was already in the makings before that. And I think that looking at the Trayvon Martin and the two shootings down here in New Orleans, I think it only helps to have this conversation right now, because we don't want to have the pushback and the movement of a Trayvon Martin here in New Orleans. And I think that it has to come from people trusting in the system, trusting that race will not play a role, and having faith that fairness and justice is truly colorblind. And I'm not sure that people had that feeling at all.
So specifically, how will you handle this dialogue in New Orleans, and what elements of race will be discussed?
It'll go back and capture some of the historical moments, which I think played sort of a role in building our race relations where they are now. We'll go back and show clips of Dorothy May Taylor, the council meetings when she attempted and did integrate the Mardi Gras crews, and the fact that some decided to not parade anymore than integrate. And then we'll go back to the tearing down of the public housing, which was another event that became very, very volatile and controversial in the city. We'll even show when Ray Nagin made his famous Chocolate City remark. So it's not tilted to one side or the other side. And I just have to give the people at Faith and Politics a lot of credit, because they bring in a professional facilitator and they have a very candid conversation.
Why do you feel these discussions will have a positive effect on racial healing in our community and in the nation?
If the elite in the city, the poor in the city, the black in the city, and the white in the city come together and have candid conversations, then I think it helps. For example, we keep talking about crime, but if you don't really invest in a significant minority business plan in the city where you have minority inclusion, then you're not really fighting crime, because all the studies show that those small businesses are more likely to hire a minority than other businesses. And just a kid getting a summer job decreases the chances of him dropping out of high school by 50%. And if you can just increase the grade level in a city by 1 year, you reduce the murder rate by 30%. That's the conversation that no one's having, and no one's talking about the fact that's why getting more minority businesses involved in city procurement, government contracts, and all of those, why it's so important. So those are the kinds of conversations that I think the council and the leadership in the city can definitely benefit from.
What do you hope will come of all of this?
The goal is to make New Orleans a better city, a greater city than it already is, so that everyone will feel safe, everyone will feel included.
Well, Congressman, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me again.
Democratic Congressman Cedric Richmond will co-host a congressional conversation on race Thursday evening, April 5th, from 5:30 to 8:30 at the University of New Orleans Lindy Boggs International Conference Center. located at 2045 Lakeshore Drive, Suite 248. The event is open to the public. To register, visit the website neworleansccr.org. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.